This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Rasulillah. Brothers and sisters and friends, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters and friends, it's the month of Ramadan, the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. It's a blessed month, it's a month of the Quran, it's a month of guidance, it's a month of mercy. It's the month of supplication. Now, I don't want this month to be a month of just do's and don'ts. Don't get me wrong. Obeying Allah is extremely important. Obeying Allah brings us closeness to His mercy and His love. We must obey Allah. We must follow the do's and don'ts. But don't make it only a Ramadan of do's and don'ts. That's my point. And the way to articulate this is in a linguistic way. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ لَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who have believed, fasting has been prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those before you in order for you to attain taqwa. Mindfulness of Allah, God consciousness. Brothers and sisters, Allah doesn't say in the Quran, it is a fard to fast. It is an obligation to fast. We know it is an obligation. We know the language implies it's an obligation. But you're missing the point. Allah doesn't use language in that way. He doesn't say, you must fast, full stop, turn the page. Out of His majesty and glory, He could have said this. He could have said, fast, full stop. But look at the language He uses to penetrate your soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have believed, us, me, you. Allah is saying, we are people of amana, people of trust, people that we have a relationship with Allah. We're just a rearrangement of carbon, we're just matter. But Allah has elevated this matter, this flesh, to a person that has a status that Allah calls a person of belief, a person of amanah, a person of a trust between Himself and the Lord of everything that exists. So before Allah is addressing you in terms of telling you what to do, Allah elevates you. He's saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have believed. Then Allah continues, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ Fasting has been prescribed for you. كُتِبَ in the Arabic language is in the passive form. It's making it sound easy. Allah is making Ramadan fasting sound easy. كُتِبَ has connotations of, yeah, go do it. It's in the passive form. So Allah is showing His mercy here. Doesn't want to overburden you. Doesn't want harm for you. Wants good for you. And then Allah says, كَمَا كُتِبَ لَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Like it was prescribed for those before you. Meaning, other generations have done this. Other spiritual traditions, other people have achieved good from this. So you're not alone. Don't worry. Imagine going into the gym for the first time and you see someone just like you, really bench pressing 200 kilos. You're like, wow, he's got two legs and two arms. If he can do it, I can do it. And it motivates you. Allah is doing the same here. He's motivating us. He's saying other traditions have done this and it worked. Allah wants ease for you. He wants good for you. And then Allah ends, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْتَقُونَ In order for you to attain taqwa, God consciousness. And the person who has taqwa has the love of Allah. The person who has taqwa has His mercy. The person who has taqwa has His paradise, eternal bliss and tranquility. These verses on Ramadan, brothers and sisters, are verses of love. The Quran is one giant love letter between the Lord of everything that exists and His believer. Because even when Allah mentions His punishment, remember, He hasn't hastened the punishment. He mentions it as a warning for you to reflect upon because He wants you to come to paradise. And that's why when he mentions suffering or torment in hellfire, it's to remind you to be back on track. And that's why real love or real lovers are those who remind the people that they love or the person that they love that if you deviate from the path of mercy and love, you could end up in a dangerous place. So come back. So the whole of the Quran is like one merciful, one love letter to us. And you see this resonating in this verse of the Quran, when Allah doesn't just say, fast, full stop. He says, oh, you have believed. He elevates your status. Fasting has been prescribed for you, making it sound easy. It's in the passive form. It was prescribed before you. You're not alone in this. It's worked. And look at the end goal. In order to attain God consciousness, which facilitates His mercy and facilitates His love. You could be loved by everyone, brothers and sisters, but if you're not loved by Allah, then what's the point? So let's focus on the month of Ramadan to really engage with the acts of ibadah, the acts of worship. And I pray that I follow my own advice. And let's really reflect upon the Quran, because look how the Quran addresses us, elevates our status, makes it sound easy, and gives us an amazing end goal, which essentially means paradise. Because Allah loves you. That's why He couches the language in this way to penetrate your heart and soul. So that's why I said, don't let this Ramadan be just do's and don'ts. Make it also be something inner. And many of the pious predecessors always saw Ramadan in this way, obeying Allah, but also having their hearts connected to Allah, knowing that He loves them and that we should love Him. And this is why, final piece of advice, when you're in prostration, don't forget what the Prophet ﷺ said, that this is when you're closest to your Lord, so supplicate to Him. This month is also a month of supplication, so speak to Him in prostration. Speak to Allah. Talk to Him. And I remember all those years ago, around 12 years ago, before I was a Muslim, I was in East London in the big mosque. And I used to pray before I became a Muslim. And I remember my friend, Dr. Amir, who runs a gym in Leighton. May Allah bless him. He told me, when I was a non-Muslim in college, Hackney Community College, when we're praying, and when we're in prostration, we're closest to our Lord, because it's like the symbol of the ego, and we break our ego and humble ourselves. And he said, supplicate to your Lord. I remembered this, and I supplicate to Allah. And do you know what I said to him? If this is the truth, show me. And just after a few months, I became a Muslim. So supplicate to your Lord. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.